Hello and welcome to the Best Personal Yoga Podcast. This is the show for caregivers and busy yoga professionals, all about moving and breathing and creating a lifetime practice of personal yoga. And on this show, we ask, have you ever struggled with getting to feel calm? Are your days frantic? Well, that's exactly what we're going to help you with on the Best Personal Yoga Show, where you'll learn how to include 10 minutes of your best personal yoga breaths. This is the Best Personal Yoga Podcast with your host, Carolina Herrera Flores.
This is Carolina Herrera Flores, author and your Best Personal Yoga Podcast host. And today we are super, super excited to have here with us personal trainer and certified nutritionist, Jillian Michaels. Hey, Jillian, how are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, good, good. Super excited to be here with you on our show. So, we wanted to get your expert intake on what you think about personal yoga, which is 10 minutes of a personal yoga venture. And so this means no technology. You are set up on your home and you love this space where you can go and create memories and sit with your breath for about 10 minutes each time. And this is for someone that is already, you know, very settled with a nutrition and workout routine. All they're really missing out on is just that one little break that they need. Because, you know, when we are busy and we like to work out, we also can get too much of that. And that inspires not so much of a healthy relationship with either or. So what are your thoughts on personal yoga? How would you entice someone to implement something like this?
I would entice them by explaining the importance of self-care, right? There are hundreds of studies on the benefits of meditation or restorative yoga or breath work. Breath work is becoming increasingly more popular. And I would share all the benefits with them. And I think 10 minutes is very easy to commit to. Right? Anybody can commit to 10 minutes a day. It's not that much. I just think it's an education process, just like anything, you know, whether it's a supplement you're marketing, it's an education process. Whether it's meditation, it's an education process. Fortunately, meditation, breathwork, yoga are very mainstream now to a large extent, and it does a lot of the heavy lifting for you. But that's what I would do is really explain the benefits of it. I think they're irrefutable, but there are hundreds of studies to back up your position.
Nice. And so most of our students have very unique backgrounds, and you know, it can be someone overseas being a, you know, a doctor or a dentist or something like that, or it could be like the busy mom who has kids, and so maybe she'll want to take this as an opportunity to bring in the family or the pets or whoever wants to join or be recruited into this venture. And so as far as teaching kids some of this breathing and meditation, and just to make it be just on the for the health benefit side of the house, right? We kind of want to steer away from any other backgrounds that yoga may bring, but it is certainly, like you mentioned, it is very backed up from science and all of that. And so what would you tell a five-year-old, if you wanted to teach someone about this, how would you make it fun? How would you entice someone, a young one, to come along?
I would tell them that it's really great for being in touch with themselves, feeling grounded, building their energy levels. And then I would pick somebody that inspires them, like Beyonce, and say, you know, this is how Beyonce gets connected, or this is how Luke Skywalker uses the Force, you know, something that's relatable to them. So they're like, oh, if I do this, I can do that. And I want to do that. That makes sense. That's how I would deal with a 5-year-old.
Nice. Yeah. Well, thank you so much for all your expert advice and on everything that you bring. And so we wanted to be sure that, you know, if there's anything else that you can share with us as far as keeping it personal, keeping the training up and going, what would you be your expert advice for someone to stay committed to this, to stay learning with this and growing with this?
They really need to establish a why, right? I mean, this has been said over and over and over again. If you have a why to live for, you can tolerate the how. The how being the work and the sacrifice associated with your goal. So you have to really help that individual think about what it is they want and then show them the ways in which that personal time will help them get there. And that provides a lasting motivation from inside of them, right? Something they care about, they care to work on. And if this is helping them achieve that goal, they're going to be far more inclined to do it.
Excellent. Well, thank you very much for sharing your expertise with us. And we're super excited to have you here on our show. And yeah.
Thank you. I appreciate it.